Our reading today comes from the beginning of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. And it says this: In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had proved purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. For those of you who don't know, I recently had a son. And over the last few months, I've become familiar with the feeling that I'm not really sure what I'm doing. Not that I'm not sure about having a child, that's all fine, but I'm not really sure how to bring them up. And you know, it's not that there's not enough advice given to me, there's plenty of that. And it's not like there are not enough books written on how to raise children. And it isn't even like there's no one to confide in. There's plenty of people around. It's just that I've not encountered this before. And as with any child, there's simply not a book written on my son. How to raise my son. So I often feel I'm not really sure what I'm doing. I'm just muddling through, and hopefully it'll all turn out all right. And you know, in many ways, this isn't actually a new feeling for me, just because I've had a child. In fact, throughout most of my life, I've often not really known what I'm doing. And I'm hoping that there are people here who also feel the same. It's not just me. And you're thinking, oh my goodness. Because, I mean, it's not like we're born with a handbook, is it? It's not like there's something that says to us, well, if this happens, this is what you do. You know, if life takes this turn, page 56 will tell you exactly what you need to do to get through it. We're just born, and we live, and we face things. And often, we don't have a clue what to do. It would be great if we could turn to someone, and they could tell us what to do in our specific situation. Or it would even be good if we had worst-case scenario cards and they had three choices. At least it would narrow down the options. And you know, in a sense, we're not actually alone in this. This isn't a new thing that we've suddenly all encountered, that we're not really sure how to get through life. Because the people who are around in the letter to the Hebrews that I've just read a little bit from, well, they felt the same. They were, at the time, the Church of God. They were people who had converted to follow Jesus. They knew who Jesus was. But they were finding it hard to follow him. They were finding it hard to know how to live their lives in the way that he would want them to. And because the book of the Hebrews was mainly written to mainly Jewish people, who had a background in Judaism, although not all of them, but mainly Jewish people, then instead of turning to Jesus for help, they did what they knew best. They looked to the past. They looked to their forefathers, to the prophets. They looked to those who had lived before, because that's what they'd always done. They looked to history. The thinking was, well, God spoke to us in these ways in the past. Maybe he'll do it again. He spoke to us before through the pillar of fire and cloud. He spoke to us through Moses. He spoke to us through the prophet Isaiah. If we look back to these times, maybe we'll know what to do now. And I guess on the surface this makes sense, doesn't it? Because often this is what we do. I mean, we're the same, really. We are the Church of God. We've converted to Jesus. We know who Jesus is. But often when we face problems, we don't necessarily turn to him first. Instead, we maybe look at those who've gone before. We look at those who we've always looked at, who have always had good answers. We look at those wise people who we know might know what to do. We look to history. which is all very well and good, and there is a place for history in telling us how to live today. But when the writer of the Hebrews found that the people in that day were doing this, they had some different advice. As in verse 2, they said this, "But in these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son, who he appointed heir to all things, and through whom also he made the universe." Or in other words, these days, it's time to try something new. Not to look to the past, not to look to what we've always done, but to first try putting our trust in Jesus. Now, I've got a quick game I want to play with you. Are you up for a game? No moving involved, so you're fine. The game is this. I have some items in a box. I'll need the microphone. Thank you, Mum. I'm not going to show you what they are. I'm going to make the sounds that they make. And you have to guess from the sounds what they are. Think you can do that? Easy. Yeah? Okay. We'll start with an easy one, shall we? You all ready? Listening? Yes, yes, I heard that. Child's rattle?
Correct. We got one of these for Christmas.
Excellent presents. Okay, next one. Let's try this. This is a little bit harder. I just have to get ready. Okay, are you ready?
Anyone?
It is, but it belongs to something. Sorry? A music box? No, no. Think, yeah, can't help you. Shall we try it again? I can't stop it. I'm sorry. It just goes on and on. Any ideas? Yes, Simon, I know you know. Sorry? Alarm clock? No. Bottle opener. Oh, yes. Oh, excellent. Okay, right. Good one, isn't it? Okay, next one. Now you have to be quiet for this one. Scissors. Excellent. Yes, pair of scissors. Okay. This one, similar. Well, not similar item, similar sound. Close. It's one of those, you know, doesn't work, you know. Oh, okay, we won't do that anymore. Okay, next one. Sorry? Is it a... Oh, no. Does it sound like that, though? Oh, okay, yes. A drill, no. It's what? No, no, not a mobile phone. No, no. No, shall I tell you? No. It's a fan. Yeah, I know, it's a good one, isn't it? Okay, next one. A pen. Very good. A pen. Okay. Here's another. Have to like manoeuvre everything for this one. Okay. Here we go. A metronome. Yeah, it's not a very good one because it doesn't do the timing. That's what it's supposed to do, isn't it? There you are. Okay. Next one. Oh, that didn't work. Sorry. Jack in a box, close, but not quite. It is a frog.
Excellent. Okay. Right, next one. No, close. Yeah. No. No. No.
Beanbag.
Okay. Two more. Yes, stapler. Very good. Did you hear the staple drop out? That was a clue. Okay, I just have to, oh dear, okay, right. And finally, no, no, not a phone, again. No, camera. Very good. I think you got most of them, though, didn't you? The bottle opener... did you not? Didn't get any. Okay, brilliant. The bottle opener fooled you, I believe. Now, you know, it's all very well playing that game, isn't it? But if you're not sure what the items are in the first place, as in if you never come across a bottle opener that plays The Great Escape, then you're not going to get it by the sound, are you? Or if you don't know what a metronome is at all, then you won't have any idea by what it sounds like what's in the box. And, you know, equally, it's all very well for the writer to the Hebrews to urge people to follow Jesus. But if they don't know what he's like, you know, if they've forgotten how much he cares for them, or if they're relying on distant memory to know what a relationship with him is like, or if they think they know him, but actually they don't, or if they've never known him at all, then they're not going to know how to follow him. They're not going to have any idea how to live their lives following him. And it's the same with us as well. We're urged, like these people in this letter, to follow Jesus, to put him first, to put our lives in his hands. But if we don't know what he's like, or if we remember way back at Sunday school he was like this, but actually we haven't really thought about him since then, or if we used to read the Bible a bit but we don't now, and we have memories but we're not sure, then we're not going to know how to follow him. Or to be quite blunt, if we don't know who Jesus is, what he's like, then we won't know whether we're listening to him when someone talks about him, or whether we're simply listening to some bright idea that they've come up with, which sounds good. And at the end of the day, we'll simply reduce Jesus to another name in our list of places to search for help. Maybe I'll try Jesus this time. Taking advice when we think it fits into the situation in which we're in. And yet the writer of the Hebrews is absolutely clear that if life is going to work, then Jesus needs to come first, because he's far better than any of these other places that we can go for help. In fact, here in the Bible, he's described as the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of God's being. He's described as sitting down at the right hand of the majesty, as much superior to the angels as the name that he has inherited is superior to theirs. Or to put it quite simply, Jesus, here in the Bible, is described as the most important thing in life. And if we're going to follow him effectively, we need to recognize this in our own lives. Do you know, when I used to do schools work quite a few years ago, we had a little saying, and it was this. I found it the other day in one of my books. It says, the most important thing in life is to find out what the most important thing in life is and make it the most important thing in your life. The most important thing in life is to find out
what the most important thing in life is and make it the most important thing in your life. Now, clearly the writer to the Hebrews shows us that the most important thing in life is Jesus Christ. So taking this as our starting point and thinking of that saying, we have a challenge set to us. And maybe as we begin 2011, we can take a step once more, or for the first time, to make Jesus the most important person in our lives. So that as this year comes to a close in 12 months' time, we'll know without a shadow of a doubt who it is that we follow. And we'll be able to place our lives in his hands without hesitation.